We'll start with our meditation, and the meditation will be related to some of the talk themes for today. So let's start just by stabilizing, developing more concentration in the way that works best for you. It could be being with the breath, where the breath is easiest to follow, and coming back over and over again to the breath. It could be being aware of a focus area in some other way. Could be being aware of the body or some part of the body, focusing on the hand, staying with that, or the contact with the chair or cushion. Could be doing metta practice. Any practice that helps one to have more stability. And we'll start with this. And again, it can be helpful in developing more samadhi or concentration to use very quiet labels, the in-breath and the out-breath. Some of you may work with the pause in between the out-breath and the in-breath. And so let's focus now on developing more stability. And I'll come back in a little while and give some further instructions that'll take us more into mindfulness and dimensions of insight practice. As we continue to sit quietly, we'll move now into mindfulness practice. In the way that you typically practice, for many of us, it's to actually stay with the focus for concentration. And when the mind goes to something else, be aware of where it's gone. Sometimes helpful to use that label, planning or remembering or a body sensation. Sometimes we'll be taken away and we'll see it quite quickly and come back. Sometimes we'll be a little bit lost for a while. Sometimes what takes us away stays even when we're aware of it, typically not with most thinking. But if there is a sensation or a sound that takes our attention away, we can stay with that. Also, if you notice yourself after you've been lost in thought for a while, tune in a little bit to how that was, maybe reflectively, just for a few moments. What was that like to be distracted or not fully present? And reflect on that just for 5 or 10 seconds, and then come back to the main area of focus. For many of us, the breath. Staying with that, but then being mindful of whatever takes us away from the main area of focus. And as we continue to sit quietly, I'll bring in some further instructions, these related to the deepening of insight in our mindfulness practice. I'll invite us to notice if there are any moments of reactivity that come up. Many of us know from our previous explorations of reactivity that there are two main forms. One is when there's some kind of grasping or grabbing of what we find to be pleasant. One kind of reactivity. The other is when there is some kind of pushing away of what we take to be unpleasant. The pushing away or the grabbing hold can occur at the level of the body. For example, the body reacting to a sense of unpleasantness, maybe in the shoulder, let's say, can be at the level of thinking. I don't want to stay aware of the unpleasant. It's not what I signed up for. Whatever it might be at the level of thought. And one interesting way to help us explore these two forms of reactivity is to be alert to any time where there's something like a moderate or a little greater sense of pleasant on the one hand or a sense of unpleasant on the other. Again, can be an unpleasant idea, an unpleasant body sensation, unpleasant sound, unpleasant thought, pleasant thought, etc. If there's a moment of reactivity and you're aware of it, bring mindfulness to it. What's it like in the body, the emotions, at the level of thoughts? Take a little bit of time with each of those. But especially interesting can be when we tune in to the pleasant or the unpleasant, that again at a moderate or somewhat greater level, and stay there. It might be even before there's any reactivity. You may remember the teaching is that when there is the pleasant or unpleasant, and we're not aware, or we are bound by habitual tendencies, with the pleasant, we will tend to grasp. And with the unpleasant, we'll tend to push away. One of the three main areas of what the Buddha really pointed to as areas of liberating insight when we look at this over and over again. So let's add those instructions to our instructions in developing concentration and then mindfulness. And one last related instruction to look out for any time that there's a strong sense of self. That could be with repetitive, self-centered thinking, just to be aware of that. Some of the forms of reactivity might very much involve the sense of self. For example, could be self-judgment, or maybe me judging another person, or not liking something, not liking my experience. If there's a strong sense of self, notice that and bring mindfulness to it. We're just exploring. We're not trying to get rid of it. One of the other main areas of what for the Buddha was liberating insight was seeing into the nature of the self. Here we simply look whenever there's a strong sense of self. Again, many of the moments of a strong sense of self may be very much linked with reactivity, but not all. And now in the last 2 or 3 minutes of our silent sitting, In your own way, connect with the kind heart. Might be to do just do 2 or 3 minutes of metta practice or compassion practice, self-compassion practice, or some other way that you connect with your own warmth and kindness for yourself and or for others. Just doing that in your own way, connecting with the kind heart, the compassionate heart.
Thank you.